Johnson Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Recovery efforts resume in Baltimore in the search for six construction workers presumed dead after yesterday's massive Key Bridge collapse. FBI agent in charge Brian Hudson tells CBS Mornings.
We're doing the search along the entire length of the bridge that's gone out, and then we've expanded a couple hundred feet off of that.
Lots of meals are winding up in the garbage. CBS's Dave Malkoff.
In 2022, households across the world discarded more than 1 billion meals a day, according to the UN's annual Food Waste Index report.
All as a third of people around the world didn't have enough to eat. New York City transportation officials vote today on charging commuters an extra $15 or more to drive into Midtown. Eric Goldstein at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
This could well be a bellwether for how other cities deal with their problems of congestion and lack of funding for public transportation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin and other large dairy-producing states are keeping an eye on reports of bird flu in dairy cows in Texas and Kansas. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says milk from sick cows does not go into the food supply. Independent and third-party voters could play spoiler in Wisconsin in the presidential election. That's what political scientist Charles Franklin tells Wisconsin Eye.
Those folks are going to likely be late making up their minds, may or may not vote. And so in a very close election,
could turn
a position
to
tilt the election in the fall.
Meanwhile, 20 elected officials around Wisconsin are urging Democrats to vote uninstructed in Tuesday's primary to protest President Biden's support of Israel's war in Gaza. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. More than 120 acres are shovel-ready for development in Marshfield. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation announced yesterday that Marshfield's Yellowstone Industrial Park has been designated a certified site. This means that the city of Marshfield can welcome offers from local firms that want to expand, as well as new companies looking to move to Marshfield. This designation has the potential to create jobs, add to the city's tax base, and spur further economic growth. They'll hold a groundbreaking event at 9 a.m. on Monday, April 1st, at 2611 Yellowstone Drive. Want to work for the Rafters this summer? The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters announced their open interview dates for game day summer positions. They'll hold open interviews on April 4th and April 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Witter Field. If you're interested, you should bring your application and be ready for an on-the-spot interview. You can find out more at northwoodsleague.com. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Gradually clearing and gradually becoming less windy here throughout the day today. Our high 34 this afternoon, the wind west gusting to around 25 through about midday, dying down to 5 to 15 by late afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear, low of 17. Tomorrow, sunshine 42 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high back up to 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a good one out there. Good stuff coming up for you this hour. We're going to get into the top things house guests immediately look for when they arrive in your home.
They pull out the white glove. Be careful. Watch out. Yeah, watch out.
We've also got to get into quirky country music song titles day. And that one is audience participation is required.
Right. It is.
It's required. You got to call up and join us. We want your wacky song titles that you love from some of your favorite country music stars. But right now, let's get into a little bit of entertainment music and another reboot, everybody. We need a sounder for reboot. Just to warn everybody.
Yeah, no kidding.
Reboot.
Yep.
Pirates of the Caribbean is getting a new movie. It is a reboot to be exact. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer recently spoke about the future of the two of his franchises, Top Gun and Pirates of the Caribbean. Quote, with Top Gun, you have an actor who is an icon and brilliant, and how many movies he does before he does another, I can't tell you. So basically, they're waiting on Tom.
Yep.
If Tom wants to do another one.
Exactly.
But we're going to reboot Pirates so that it's easier to put together because you don't have to wait for certain actors. It doesn't sound like we can expect to see any of the returning cast, Johnny Depp, Orlando Bloom, Keira Knightley. Since Jerry didn't share any other information, it's not clear if any characters or actors from the franchise will be back, but reboot implies that they're starting over from scratch.
That's where I was going with that. Mm-hmm.
Good luck. I enjoyed those movies.
I'm
a sucker for pirate movies, have been since I was a little kid.
Hard to do a good one too, by the way.
Great point, Seth. The Muppets couldn't make it work.
No.
With Treasure Island and everything. And they thought that was a surefire, going to be a surefire hit.
Cutthroat Island, anybody?
Thank you. Another one I wanted to mention. At the time, starring Gina Davis with her star never being bigger.
Yes.
Pirates of the Caribbean had some great actors. Orlando Bloom is a very strong actor, getting better and better all the time. Keira Knightley, Melissa and I were talking about the other day. Fantastic actress. Mm-hmm. Wonderful actress. Johnny Depp made those movies.
He did.
Oh, yes.
100%.
It's not even I don't even know how it's even debatable. It's even a question. So if you're going to redo these movies, who are you going to cast to be Jack Sparrow, and what actor are you going to put under that pressure?
Oh, God.
Like that kind of idea. Johnny Depp was able to do what he did because Johnny Depp now wouldn't be able to do what he did with Jack Sparrow, probably. He could still play the role, don't get me wrong. But Johnny came in, this is before Johnny's a household name.
Right.
We forget this. He had such a long career before that happens. Yep. And while Edward Scissorhands and some of these movies are big, there's a big star and then there's an icon.
And there's superstar,
Yes. And Pirates of the Caribbean, Disney money, that put him in star level.
Mm-hmm.
But as he goes into it, he's not that guy. He's an independent guy. And so he takes more chances and does more intricate things, like looking at one of his favorite people and one of his big good friends, Keith Richards, and saying, hey, I think that this would make a good pirate.
Mm-hmm.
How many people look at Keith Richards and think he'd make a good pirate? But Johnny Depp saw this and was able to do a lot of that. But I think he was able to do a lot of that because he didn't have the status that he did now, that he does now, and he's not the actor he was then.
Right.
He's a lot younger. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, that too. I mean,
Even Johnny Depp casting him now, I don't know that you get the Jack Sparrow that we fell in love with the other movies.
Mm-hmm.
Especially just him being older, just simply being older, which is none of this is I'm blaming him for. I'm talking trash about Johnny Depp. He's one of my favorite actors. Mm-hmm. I think he's fantastic. But you're just not going to get that. And without him, what do you have?
Yeah, no. And part of it is that the reason that it was such a hit, it was so unexpected. It was different. It was new. That's why people enjoyed it so much. That's why it was so popular. Even the sequels didn't do as well.
Yeah.
Because, again, you're using the same thing over and over again. And, yeah, they did fine, and they were entertaining, but nothing like the first one. I mean, that was, out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it again. You cannot catch lightning in a bottle twice with something like this.
You will always remember the day that you tried to recast Jack Sparrow.
Nice.
Moving on.
I have a pushback to that, though, because I do think there is a book series out there that they could make into an amazing series of movies, and it's a book series by Ellie Meyer called The Bloody Jack Adventures.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
And it's about a young girl who disguises herself as a boy and gets a position as a ship's boy on a Navy ship out of London in, I want to say, probably the 1700s.
Wow.
But it's a very long, there's a lot of books, and she ends up owning her own ship and becomes a pirate. And no, they totally could, and it's a young girl.
I don't know how that's got to be in production already.
You'd hope.
I mean, you got to think that's got to be made.
Are they popular? I'm guessing they're somewhat popular, Melissa, because the volumes in it. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, it started in 2002, and the last book, let's see, there's 12 books.
Jeez. Well, you got a ready-made thing there.
You got a Harry Potter level thing there, man. That's a really good idea.
That's cool.
That sounds really good.
I'm with you.
I'm all in on that, let me know when they start casting. Let me know.
James is kind of piratey looking. He would play a great pirate.
Before it's all said and done, I will play a pirate. I will definitely be. I'm going to do some swashbuckling before it's all said and done. I don't care if I'm 80. You're going to see me flying. The walker. I've got a real.
Hi, Meryl Flynn.
All my stuff is real. Like the patch on my eye is real. Really my peg leg is real. The pirate on my the parrot on my not real. Not a real pirate.
Yeah, right.
Star Wars brand Blue Milk is hitting stores on April 17th. Yep. The Blue Milk is coming back as part of Lucasfilm's Imperial March. Which is a celebration in weeks leading up to Star Wars Day. And as all, what do you call, Star Trek people Trekkies, what do you call Star Wars people? You know,
I don't know if they ever had a nickname. If there was, I don't remember what it is.
Yeah. Star Wars Day is May 4th, and as in May the 4th be with you. Mm-hmm. Blue Milk is only in one scene in Star Wars movies, and it's in the 1977 original when Luke is talking to his aunt and uncle, but it's popular enough that they serve it at Disney theme parks.
Yeah, at Galaxy's Edge, you can get Blue Milk there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This particular version is vanilla flavored milk with blue food coloring, which of course you can make yourself pretty easily.
Yeah.
But fans might want the merch on it and everything. And
I suppose
the diehard Star Wars fans are going to have this, and they're going to have it, you know, in a refrigerator for like 20, 30 years. They're going to just have it sit there unopened and everything.
Ooh.
Which makes about as much sense as buying an action figure and not opening it.
Yeah, exactly.
That drives me crazy.
It is.
That drives me crazy.
The toys, you're supposed to play with them.
It's supposed to be fun. I don't know. I'll try it, though. I'm going to try it. I'll admit. I'm going to try it.
Well, just to let you know, there's no collective name for Star Wars fans. They're just called Star Wars fans. Some tried calling us Warzies, but nobody in their right mind accepts it.
No. Weird.
That's weird. And Warheads is already a candy. Yeah, it's already a candy and everything.
It has no connection to Star Wars. It's like you sound like you like war. Yikes.
You can't say Starhead. I mean, that doesn't go any better either.
Galaxy Brain. There you go.
Yeah, I like that. That'd be kind of fitting. The floating door that saved Rose in Titanic just sold at an auction for over $700,000.
Oh, my goodness.
And it would be... I know, yeah.
It's wow.
It would be totally cool if the new owner was able to get Leo and Kate to see if they could both fit on it and everything. I think that'd be great.
Little experiment,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, James Cameron... It still wouldn't be worth the money, but, you know.
Heat the water up this time.
James Cameron had previously confirmed that Jack and Rose could fit on there, but they wouldn't both survive because it wouldn't be buoyant enough. It's the actual door. It's a piece of wood. It's not an actual door. It's a piece of wood paneling, too.
Yeah, so right. It's a movie prop, right.
I mean, and I, that's one of those things, like the excitement of bidding on it, and you win, and you get this, and it comes home, and then it's like, all right, wow.
Now, what do I do?
What,
how do you display something like that?
I am not going to push back a lot on the collectors. Okay, but specific things make more sense to me. You know, like, say, Dracula's cape from the original 1931 movie. Now, that would be cool.
That would be interesting.
But, like, pieces of set.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, really iconic, like the leg lamp in Christmas Story or something like that. That doesn't make sense. Yeah, this wall was on Citizen Kane. Yeah. Well, who cares, you know? It's a wall, you know?
On our set that the TV show is on, we were all me and two of the other actors. We were like, well, we want to keep things, you know, from the set and everything as heirlooms and stuff. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys grabbed like a notepad that was up there that was on our final scene that we filmed. It was at a courthouse in Santa Barbara, and so there he's grabbing those things, and somebody else grabbed like the judge's like not the
gavel,
not the gavel, but the thing that you hit the gavel. Oh. Whatever that thing is called.
I don't know what that's called.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So
they grabbed that and everything. I grabbed pens. I grabbed pens, man. I didn't think about it at the time, and we had to get going. They had actual court cases that they were waiting to do.
Oh, it was an actual courthouse. Oh, okay.
So we had only a certain amount of time to film, but we had to get it done. And we're just wrapping up and everything, and so people are grabbing this stuff. And I'm thinking, no. And as I grab pens, and I still have these pens, not that you can tell that they're pens from a movie set or anything. I'm walking to the shuttle that takes us back to Berkeley and everything, and I'm walking there, and I'm just staring at my hand with these pens, and I'm like, what did you do? Why? He got better items here than that.
At least you could use them, though.
Yeah, I did.
Useful.
I did use one of them.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that other actor could have used the sounding block?
No, and he got in trouble for it.
Which is what the gavel is hit on.
Oh, thank you, Melissa.
I knew she'd look it up for us.
Yeah, yeah. Nicely done, Mel.
Very good.
Yeah, and he got in trouble for that, by the way.
Oh, hey, where's the sounding block? What? What are you talking about?
Now I got to hit my desk.
Now, if you do get in trouble for stealing that, from, do you have to go to the same courthouse and be seen by the same judge?
The irony. Oh, the irony.
I have one up I can do on you, James. Not that the movie set that I was on was, you know, like in any way comparable, but the one that I was on and an actor on, I saved the cigarette that I had to smoke.
Yeah,
I didn't
actually
smoke it, but I held it in my hand during the scene. And I saved it, but I didn't put it in a very safe spot. I had it in my car.
Oh.
And someone who is not worth mentioning decided to throw it away.
Oh, that's. I thought you were going to say somebody smoked it.
Man, that was the worst cigarette ever.
Mm. Yeah, because it was like 4 years old.
It was dried out. That was gross.
I'm sorry to hear that, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm glad
I was kind of mad about it.
I don't blame you. I'm glad you have the memories, though. So that item was the highest selling item at the auction. But here are some of the other cool props that brought in a lot of money, like Harrison Ford's Indiana Jones whip from Temple of Doom. That cost only $525,000.
Only
in comparison, I mean, to the
whip. Yeah, I know, but still, that's great. I would too.
Oh my God, 100%. That'd be so cool.
His hat or his whip, man, any of those.
Wayne Knight's shaving cream can he used to smuggle dinosaur embryos in Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
$250,000 for that.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining, only $125,000 for that one.
See, we're getting to the bargain area now.
Yeah. No kidding.
Tobey Maguire's black.
Much more displayable item.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Tobey Maguire's black symbiote suit from Spider-Man 3, the same price for the axe from The Shining, $125,000.
I'll pass. Because I'll just see him dancing.
Nobody wants that. And Kate Winslet's chiffon dress from the end of Titanic, same price again, $125,000.
So wait, the slab of wood was more than her dress?
I don't get that at all.
Movie collectors, I don't get you guys. I don't understand you at all.
I mean, if you're really looking at it, the wood is going to last longer than chiffon.
True.
And I imagine if you're looking at things like, okay, I want somebody, the moment they see this, to recognize what it is. Like you see that dress up in a room or something, you may not recognize it right away. You see the door and you're probably going to know what it is right away. Even I haven't seen Titanic and even I probably would know what it is. I could see that part of it being, but I'm really stretching here because
it is really
this whole conversation is a stretch.
It is
this whole conversation. The other thing about this is, like, I feel like there's only like 3 people in the world that can afford this stuff.
That's true.
So I mean, I don't know how the people that are getting these things that are not named Bezos or Jobs or
no kidding.
Like, that's crazy. I don't know. I do love this, but what the part of the reason I bring this up is for the fun question of what prop would you want? What would you want from a movie set? We'll keep this question going all week long. You know, because I don't want to put anybody on the spot. I want you to think about it a little bit. What would you have? I on the top of my head, the jumpsuit that Robin wore for Mork and Mindy.
Oh, that'd be a cool one.
His jumpsuit. I want that.
Yeah.
I don't care how many there were. I want whatever one they have. I don't care if it would fit or not. Mm-hmm. I'd wear it all the time. All the time. People be like, is it Halloween? No, that's just James.
poor deluded James.
Yeah. Nanu.
You know, I was thinking, I never thought about this before because I never, you know, I'm not one of those people that likes props and stuff, but I was like, well, yeah, let's go back to Star Wars because, you know, that's pretty one of the more prop-heavy movies around there. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff floating around. One of the instruments from the Cantina Band.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool. I'm sure they don't work, but just the idea that.
Who's the blue guy? Who's the
oh, Max Rebo.
Max Rebo, man.
His keyboards, yeah.
I want Max and the keyboards. I'll spend extra. I'll spend extra for the Max.
For the costume, too.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
You know, off the top of my head, I would probably have to choose Inigo Montoya's sword from The Princess Bride.
That's so a good one.
Oh, I changed my answer. Oh, that's so good, Melissa.
Well, that would be a fun movie to get something from. You know, when I think about, I would like, Wesley's mask that he wears in the first part.
That would be cool. I was going to say the mask, but then I looked at the sword and I'm like, yeah.
The swords are cool too. I mean, just in general.
You guys are so much better than this at me. You're so much better than this. That's so good. You're even better than talking than me. We will take a quick time out. When we come back, when people come over, what is the first thing they're looking at? We've got the top things house guests immediately notice when they arrive at your home. Coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry. Both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember, we have trucks! Golf season is here, and so is the Lake Arrowhead Job Fair. Full or part-time positions are available. From the course to the lounge, from the banquet hall to the pool, there's a spot for you here. Bring your resume and speak directly to department managers. Starting pay is based on position and is very competitive. Head to the job fair at Lake Arrowhead on Saturday, April 20th from 10 to 1. For more information, or if you cannot attend, check out lakearrowheadgolf.com.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like, from caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Gradually clearing and gradually becoming less windy here throughout the day today. Our high 34 this afternoon. The wind west gusting to around 25 through about midday, dying down to 5 to 15 by late afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear. Low of 17. Tomorrow, sunshine 42 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high back up to 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James here with you.
I love the guitar in this.
Oh, so good.
A little picked guitar. I love it.
And, of course, celebrating the keyboardist from INXS's birthday.
That's right. Today
playing a little INXS for you. Mm-hmm. Anytime I play this bumper, I end up getting on just an earworm trip of INXS songs. I just can't help myself. So we all have been in this situation on both sides where you go over to somebody's home and maybe you're tempted in the bathroom to look in the cabinet or something like that, or you know, any of those things. Or if you get left alone in the living room for a while, you're looking around and stuff. And, what's going on in here? You're checking things out that you normally wouldn't or something. And on the other side of things, where you invite somebody over to your home and they go into the bathroom, you have to, did I put that thing away? Did I? Did I leave the wet towel down? Oh, God, I do. So I think there's some relatability with this conversation. Mm-hmm. And we encourage you to call up and join us for it. 424-2600. One touch dialing with the Civic Media app. And thank you for downloading the app. Do you do a deep clean before you have guests over because you're worried they'll judge you for being a slob or something like that? Turns out that they probably won't even notice. Mm-hmm. Someone asked experts to name the top things guests notice when they visit someone's home, and how thoroughly you cleaned isn't one of them. In fact, it doesn't really even show up on the list.
Wow.
it sort of does a little bit, but not I think in the ways that we would imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
So here are the top 10 things guests do immediately notice when they arrive. Number one, the scent. That includes good and bad smells.
Right, right. Mm. Okay.
Because you can't help it.
No.
I think every single house and home and apartment smells different. And
that's true.
Every one of them. And I think that's pretty understandable. Mm-hmm. But it's the part that gets the really tough about that is you normalize that smell.
Yep.
Your senses get used to it. All of my Nakusa friends understand this one. When I first moved here, and we were driving in Nakusa, and that smell hits you from the
paper mill,
and, and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, how do you ever get used to this? Like weeks later, like what smell? You know, that's what we do with smells.
Do they call it nose blind? I think is what they call that.
Yeah,
yeah.
They call it.
It's a great term.
It is. Good. I like it.
I don't believe I've ever heard that. Nose blind. Yeah. Oh, I like that. That's a good term. So I that's something that is tough. It can, it can be tough to gauge because you don't even know if there's a good or bad smell maybe.
Exactly.
The lighting. Is it warm and inviting, or is it dim and too harsh?
Ooh.
I never would have thought of the
lighting. Me either. Wow. That's fascinating. And I think it has a lot to do with how much like sunlight your house can have, how your windows are set up, and that sort of thing. That probably has a lot to do with it, too.
The clutter. They won't notice you didn't mop, but they will notice the random stuff scattered everywhere around the house. Maybe things on the floor more is what they're talking about.
Yeah, I think if instead
if
of doing
you have
like
to climb over something,
yeah, right,
you're gonna notice.
It's the general pickup. I think is more important than the deep clean. If you have guests coming over, that makes sense.
Yeah. A dirty kitchen or bathroom. They're the two spots where it might make a difference to deep clean. Just at least a wipe down might be a good idea.
Right, and that's when I know where that's like the first thing I do.
Yep, bathroom.
Like get the bathrooms. First thing I do. Yep.
House plants. Well, I never would have thought of this.
Oh.
If you don't have any, no big deal, but there's something we tend to notice immediately if you do have them.
Oh, wow.
Especially if they're not looking good.
I would, that makes sense. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
The entryway. It's the first thing they see. So if you want to impress people, make it nice. Maybe replace the fixtures again or add a plant or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or put your shoes away.
So they don't trip over them when they come in. Yeah.
That welcome mat that's been there since 1975. You might want to change that.
That says go away.
Yeah. It's so faded. It just says go.
No, yeah. What's
I like a good entryway. I got to say, if I'm ever fortunate enough to own my own home, one of the things that I want to do is have a unique door, like a front door.
Yeah.
I love the idea of that. I like having a unique entryway. I just think that that's cool. Like, I love the idea of having people wanting to walk into your home. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's kind of cool.
The house that
foyer.
Foyer, yes. Or foyer. That's my foyer. The house we lived in North Dakota had it was a smaller house, but they had added a garage and they added a room in between the garage and the house that we called the mud room.
Yeah,
but it was really nice because that's where a closet was, you know, a couple of stairs going up into the house kind of thing, and the people could come in, take off their coats, you know, and get their clean off their shoes or whatever it was. That was nice. I liked having that room because in the house we have now, we've like no entryway. It's just wham, you're in the living room. Whoa, you know.
My parents have a mud room, and my dad actually right now as we speak is probably painting it. My mom and him have been talking for years about redoing it and making it a little bit nicer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they love that. That was one of
those
the
are nice
that
rooms to have, like
house.
A separate room to enter into. I like those. Yeah,
and a lot of them are in older houses. I remember at my grandma and grandpa's farm. When you come up on the back porch, you'd go into this, and it was just a little tiny square of a room, but you could hang up your coats and put your shoes under the bench, and then you go into the house proper.
Right.
When they would come in from the barn, they'd go in through the basement. That was their mudroom area.
Oh, okay, right, that makes sense.
They didn't
want
to bring the barn smell into the house, so that back entrance was for guests.
That's awesome.
So what we need in every house is an airlock, basically, outer space airlock.
Well, it will help with the smells in your house.
That's true.
You need this for the bends and for this.
Exactly.
The furniture is another thing people notice. Is it interesting and classy, or is it old sofa sunken and full of claw marks from the cat or something like that?
And like, I'm not going to sit on that.
Yeah, but,
right.
You got a folding chair?
That couch looks like it's alive. I'm not sitting on that.
Easy fix. They make furniture covers.
Yeah.
Duvet covers?
Yep, throw something over it. Mm-hmm. Makes it look nice.
Still make them plastic.
No. Make cloth.
Remember those from the 70s?
Oh, yeah. I had an aunt that you couldn't breathe on that furniture, man. She'd be in the other room and would know if you sweated on it.
Like, man, I'm not a fan of crunchy furniture in any way, shape, or form. No. So, no.
Empty walls. They stick out like a sore thumb. Add some art. They're pretty blunt about that one. Okay,
do something. Just put
decorate.
I will say, empty walls like bother my brain. I don't know why, but they do. This building is a great example of that. When we first got the building, we're moving stuff into it. It felt great. It's awesome. When we first got the board here in, I couldn't leave this room. I was so excited. I love being here and everything, but I couldn't get over how blank the walls were.
The walls were very bare at that point.
Very, very. Yep. I've been throwing stuff on them like I'm back in high school, and it's my first real room. I didn't have my own room really until high school.
Right.
And when I did, oh man, the walls were just
movie posters.
Yes, absolutely, Melissa. You know me so well. Movie posters all over the place, and every Sports Illustrated like picture I could cut out and put up.
Action shots everywhere.
Yeah. Just it was in the wall, and there was no spot on the wall that was not covered. I had to do that.
All the things I have found out about you, James, in the years we've worked together, that surprises me the least.
It really does. It really should.
Yeah, there's no wall. It's just pictures everywhere.
Yeah, just pictures of actors and movies and all that. Yeah.
You know, I love the Raptors jersey that we have in the studio because it's awesome that they gave us one and everything. But every time, because of where it's hung, and I agreed to where it's hung, but every time I walk by the studio, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It looks like there's a person in there.
My parents have a coat rack in their house they because of the moving and everything, and they're doing the painting in there, and they have it set up where every time I'm at 5 a.m. I'm going past or something, and it just I immediately think it's
corner of your eye, right?
Yeah. I know it's a coat rack. I've looked at it a billion times, but I out of the corner of my eye, I see it. Second, I'm like, oh, yes. And my fists go up. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, we found out in the Glass Menagerie that they are very. They want to be out. Coat racks want to be out there and prominent. In fact, so much that we had to get rid of them. We couldn't. We had to.
Oh, really?
We had to fire. Yes, we had to fire the coat rack, and we put it up on the wall. So you know,
a lot of people. I'm glad this is coming up because a lot of people out there may be wondering why don't I see more coat racks in movies and TV shows nowadays.
That's why.
This is why.
They upstage everybody.
They just take up too much space.
All divas. Every coat rack. And I'm sorry if that is stereotypical, okay? But you go ahead and talk to a coat rack, and you tell me, not a diva mentality.
Yeah, exactly.
Just standing there. All I do is hold coats.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I'll do. Don't give me anything else. I'm not going to hold your vest. Only
they
jackets.
They stopped making umbrellas with hoops on them because coat racks didn't like it.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. Man, I'm telling you.
And music. Music shows up in this list. You don't need to have music playing 24/7. In case someone pops in, but it's nice when you're throwing a party or having a dinner or something. So they're saying not having music, having background music is important. I wouldn't have thought it. I would have thought the opposite. Oh,
I love the idea that you're constantly playing music because someone might stop by. I love that idea.
That's great, yeah. That not just good. Playing it for your own pleasure.
Right, nope. Right. No, you have to play music you hate, but just someone might
what
come over.
What playlist am I going to play today?
I love it.
The temperature is where we wrap up, especially if it's way too hot or way too cold. Don't skimp on the heat if you're hosting in winter, and think about running the AC before any guests show up in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just common courtesy, really.
Yes, it's common courtesy. Make it comfortable for your guests.
Exactly.
I feel like
or just tell them to bring a sweater.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah. I feel like the three of us have a pretty good handle of class and you know treating people and all that
right,
stuff.
Especially guests. Yeah,
so I can't think of anything that's not on this list, but I also can't think of any of us doing this. Now, there's a line here. We all walk into a home, especially if it's the first time we're there, and have thoughts. I'm not saying you don't have thoughts or anything like that about this or that or what have you, but actually physically getting up and doing something like looking at something or looking at a medicine cabinet or actually saying something to the guest, I don't see any of us necessarily doing that. It's got to be pretty extreme for me to
Yeah, if I do that, it's just to see something like interesting on the wall, like that piece of art or something like that. That's about the only reason I would do that. Yeah.
Comment on something.
I can genuinely say I've never opened somebody's medicine cabinet.
No, me neither.
I will also admit, though, I've never done it because I know how that goes for me.
Something will be propped and it'll all fall out.
Absolutely. 1,000%.
You've seen it in 100 movies and that's James' life.
Yeah,
really.
Really. There's no doubt in my mind that would happen. That medicine cabinet could have been empty, but as soon as I walk in there, boom, just filled. Just filled.
You know, James, you were nice and included all of us in your commentary on what we would or wouldn't do, but I want to point out, I don't think either of you have ever invited me over to your house, so
that's true.
Say.
Well, and that's because I don't want you in my house, but other than that...
and I don't have one. So,
so there you go. Now you know why.
We will check in with our news team right now. We're state and local news. We'll have some sports from our good friend Mike Clemens as well. We'll come back. We're talking crazy, quirky country music song titles, everybody. Get ready to call up and join us for that on the morning show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll. 46% of registered Wisconsin voters back Biden, while 45% support Trump. Last month, Trump had a 4-point lead. He'll campaign in Green Bay Tuesday. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Presidents for 50 years talked about doing it. Nobody could do it, but the president did it. $1.2 trillion because those are the things that are creating jobs for high-paying union workers that are transforming communities.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The annual farm tour brought nearly 150 people to the Marshfield area earlier this month. Mid-State Technical College's annual tour gave people the opportunity to explore innovative technology options for family farms. They viewed high-tech feeding and milking operations at Norm E. Lane and cow comfort, care, and cleanliness at Sea Hafer's Cityview Dairy LLC. People attending also heard from Ashley Hagenow, the 76th Allison Dairyland, on the importance of the state's diverse agriculture industry. Next year's farm tour stops include Ramadka View Holsteins LLC in Granton and Hegg Brothers Dairy LLC in Colby. The river otter trapping season will close early this year. The DNR announced no harvesting will be permitted in the northern zone on or after April 1st. River otter season in the southern zone will close as scheduled on March 31st. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Are the Packers headed to Brazil? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL is considering sending either the Packers or the Browns to Brazil for the season opener against the Eagles. When will they find out? Mark Murphy.
I anticipate probably within the week we'll find out. So it's either us or Cleveland.
NBA, the Bucks had a 19-point lead at home in the fourth quarter, but lost to the Lakers, 128-124 in double overtime. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
We didn't trust the pass tonight. You know, we get away with it some nights because guys make shots. But we lost our trust. Not that concerned by it, but it will scream off the tape.
College basketball, AJ Storr says he's leaving the Badgers and turning pro, eligible for the upcoming NBA draft. Are more players leaving the Badgers program?
Mike, I don't know. They don't know. We see the world we're in, you know, and there'll be other options, I'm sure. What other, you know, if guys want to test the waters in the draft or get feedback.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Gradually clearing and gradually becoming less windy here throughout the day today. Our high 34 this afternoon, the wind west gusting to around 25 through about midday, dying down to 5 to 15 by late afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear, low of 17. Tomorrow, sunshine, 42 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high back up to 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
It's time to ride into spring by listening.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR.
We've got nothing in common. No common ground to start from. And we're falling apart.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. You like to hear 90s songs like that? We got a perfect show for you. Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape.
Yeah.
Be to join us. Melissa, that was,
that
was great.
The enthusiasm was great.
8 to 9, join us on Sundays after Seth Faces the Music for your 90s mixtape. If you want to hear some 90s music, go ahead and hit me up, everybody. James.Mailoff@civicmedia.us. Love getting your requests. And especially if you got some quirky song titles, like Breakfast at Tiffany's isn't such a quirky one. It's quoted after a movie.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So maybe not the most unique one you might have heard, but how about Dirty Old Egg Sucking Dog by Johnny Cash, huh? Raise your
hand. What's that song about?
Yeah. Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day is today, where we're celebrating some of this. Now, I think that country music is the minor league baseball team of when it comes to naming songs.
Great comp, by the way. Yes, that's awesome.
There's I don't know anything that's better. I love other genres of music, and I'm learning more and more about country music that I love as it goes on. But I've thought as long as I could live, since my papa put on A Boy Named Sue, that this genre of music is doing something different. And I love that about country music. And I love that so many of the newish, not newer, but newish country stars, like a Tim McGraw or somebody like that, really embodied that, really kept that kind of thing going.
Country music is more about storytelling.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. And we want yours, everybody. Go ahead and give them to us, everyone. 715-424-2600. You got a favorite country music song, a quirky country music title? We want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Got some good ones here for you, like You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd.
I was going to say that
one. Roger Miller. That's Roger a classic. Miller.
It's such a good one. That's a good one. I Still Like Baloney from Alan Jackson.
I still like baloney. Was there some doubt, Alan? What?
Do You Want Fries with That from Tim McGraw?
Oh, yes.
That's a good one.
I've heard that one.
That's a good one. How about I Want My Mullet Back from Billy Ray Cyrus?
The man had an impressive mullet. Mm. He really did, man.
All I Want for Christmas is a Really Good Tan from Kenny Chesney. Roger Miller had a couple of these.
Oh, he did.
My uncle used to love me, but she died. Where have all the average people gone? I know who it is, but I'm gonna tell on him. And Lou's got the flu.
Oh gosh.
Let's go ahead and check in with our listeners. Good morning. What's on your mind?
How about Standing Outside the Fire?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Would you want to stand inside the fire?
Yes, true.
Right. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Standing outside the fire because it makes sense. So, I don't want to. It's a little hot in there.
Very cold.
I think Melissa would like this one. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Yeah.
I've heard that one.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I like Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Yeah.
Oh,
There you go. I played, to celebrate this, I played Beer for My Horses with Toby and Willie. I played that one. That's a good one. That's a great one.
You got Red Solo Cup, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's another good one. Another good title. Another good one.
But you guys got a lot that I wanted to kind of talk with someone. Do one real quick. Mm. Movie props that I would want to collect. Ooh, Anything from Willy Wonka.
Ooh.
Yeah. Another good one.
The original, right?
Yeah.
Well, yes, the original.
Oh, great idea. Oh, that's a good one. I want Willie's cane.
Oh, his hat. Yeah. I love his hat. That was the whole suit.
Something from the candy room, guys. Come on.
What about the everlasting Gobstopper?
There you go.
Or the golden ticket. I mean, it's just everything.
Yeah, right.
If you get the golden ticket, one. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Although I imagine Willy Wonka's is a little run down by now. It's probably not going to be as exciting.
No.
Got a lot of, and I don't know if I want to go to that building. If they don't clear out the traps and everything, there's going to be some nasty stuff.
Have we ever figured out the work status of the Oompa Loompas?
Yeah,
very troubling, by the way.
Laws were broken.
I think so. Some labor laws were broken there.
Always good to hear from you, man. Great stuff. Great conversation.
All right, you guys. Have a great day.
You too. You too. That was great. Best listeners in radio. How about Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart from Johnny Cash?
I didn't realize that Johnny Cash had a number of these as well. I always thought, you know, not that he was a serious guy, but a lot of his songs, his most popular ones, are more serious. You know, they talk about serious stuff, but I had no idea.
it's part of what I loved about him is his layers to Johnny Cash, that he could do such important, incredible songs like The Man in Black and things, and like doing Folsom City, prison blues, and doing concerts at a prison facility and everything, and then doing A Boy Named Sue. stuff like that. It's such
exactly.
Beautiful. Dropkick Me Jesus, Bobby Bear.
I've heard that one.
Of life.
That's tense, man. I don't know about that one. How about You Done Stomp My Heart from John Denver?
You Done Stomp My Heart. I love it. Any kind of talk like that is my favorite. I love it.
I love when song titles.
You Done Hurt Me.
Yes. Done is new.
Using
you,
done. And
You Done Anything, and I'm game.
Yes.
Yeah. Peanut Butter Conspiracy from Jimmy Buffett or Pencil Thin Mustache from Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, that's a good song. I love that song. I wouldn't consider it country, but it's a good song.
How about Her Teeth Were Stained, But Her Heart Was Pure?
That's a good one. That's a good one. I Don't Understand My Girlfriend from Toby Keith. I
don't. Very honest. Toby on that one.
And Toby's another one. He's got a couple. We've mentioned a couple of those already. Let's take another call here. Good morning. What's on your mind?
How about Finger Popping Time?
That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's a good
one. Sounds like painful. It really does. It's not like you're snapping. Are you actually popping your fingers?
The next song, it's a real good sign. So I don't know if that's a couple of weeks you say on general.
But it's what we're looking for. We appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much. Have a great morning. Kitty Wells had a couple of these too. It wasn't God who made honky tonk angels. I hope my divorce is never granted, and only me and my hairdresser know.
Ooh.
Those are pretty good.
These all are indicating something. All those song titles, and it's not great.
Yeah, good things. Kind of like this one. You done tore out my heart and stomped that sucker flat.
Oh,
yeah,
that's graphic.
But I think when it comes to song titles, I think that maybe my favorite, other than A Boy Named Sue, I love that song, and I do like that title. I like a song title that gets you to want to listen to it.
Yeah,
like you hear a title like, oh, I got to listen to that, even if it's not your genre or an artist you like. You're like, oh, I have to listen to that song and figure out why they named it that. I go with Tammy Wynette from 1968, Fuzzy Wuzzy Ego. gonna play just a little of this for you.
It's your foggy, woggy, wishy, washy, fuzzy, wuzzy ego. You see, you had it in your mind.
Yeah. For one, that voice. That iconic, legendary voice that there has never been another voice like, Tammy Wynette. But also, just I love the song title.
It's
Fuzzy Wuzzy Ego.
The list of the things she does in the chorus, too, is awesome.
I love
that.
That's a good one.
Good stuff.
That is a good one. And you can keep giving them to us, everybody. We'd still love to hear some more of these if you want. Go ahead and hit us up with your favorite ones. We'd love to hear them. For now, we're going to go ahead and check in with our partners, and we'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 for our new show, Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape. While Director's Cut takes a hiatus, join me every Sunday after Seth Faces the Music from 8 to 9 for fun facts, your requests, and more. Every genre, every song, if it was released from 1990 to 99, we will play it. Sundays, 8 to 9 on Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Booyah!
A calmer and cooler day today as high temperatures struggle to get above freezing. Winds are still a bit feisty, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, and they won't ease up until Thursday night. More clouds than sun today, with a few flurries possible this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Here we go.
Now
we can let everybody know the show's wrapping up. Yeah, Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to take it to the top of the hour. We got some good stuff to get to. That ain't right story to kick things off. We'll get to some good stories of the day, some local stuff going on, including a bunch of Easter egg hunts going on in our area. Do want to encourage you to stick around and listen to Melissa's news when it shows up. She's always got things like that in there for you. Encourage you to do that. And great work again, Melissa, on that. We appreciate all the work you put into our news.
Oh, you're welcome.
Getting into this That Ain't Right story, I noticed you didn't cover this one. No, I'm joking, because it takes place in Australia.
Why would she cover it?
Yes, exactly. Have you ever left a cup of coffee on the roof of your car and driven off?
Probably something like that, or a pop, you know, like from a restaurant.
I got to be honest about this. When I was moving into my first apartment, I had never done anything like this before, and I was bringing a fish tank with, and it was empty. But I put it on top of my car and
forgot that it was there.
We got, now it stayed on there up to the stop sign, thank God. And I got it off there. But I don't know how it did that.
Wow.
I don't know how. But I've done things like this.
I think most people have, yeah.
So there's but I've never done anything like this. A guy in Australia is in the doghouse after he left his fiance's $2,000 wedding dress on top of their SUV and drove off.
Wait, what?
It happened on Sunday while they were picking it up at the storage unit. He tossed it on the roof to put it in last so it didn't get crushed by other boxes. Then he forgot about it and merged onto a major highway.
Oh, no.
The dress was in a box, so it might be okay, but last we heard, they hadn't found it yet.
Oh, no.
They walked down the side of the highway, but it wasn't there. The bride's name is Linda Kane. Her fiance is Tom, for her fiance for now. I'm just kidding. She posted about it on Facebook and said Tom, quote, stupidly left the package on the roof. They're offering a $500 reward to anyone who turns it in.
Nice.
The good
news. $500 reward for a $2,000 dress.
Yeah, I was going to say. The good news is they are still getting married. He's really upset, and she joked it'll at least make for a very good speech at the wedding. There is nothing he can do the rest of his life, let alone the rest of this marriage, that he has to be perfect.
Because poor guy.
Anytime he forgets the garbage, anytime he messes up, this is coming up. And I would do it. I don't blame her. I would do it too.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I think he'd get a pass for all that because nothing could be as bad as losing the wedding dress.
See, now there's the other side.
That's the other side. Yeah, it's true.
Plus, they still have time to replace it if they need. They're not getting married until February.
Okay. They get some time. But, man, but still.
That's rough. It turns up.
Yeah.
That's a rough one. Him forgetting it, that's a knucklehead move, and he shouldn't have done that and everything.
Yeah, right.
But the true that ain't right part of that, sorry if I blew your ears out there.
No, so we're good.
Hit the headphone button. the truth that ain't right part of it is somebody found that. There's no way somebody didn't find that. It would be laying. It's a huge box.
Yeah, I'm going to say, if you've seen a wedding dress box, they're very large. So,
probably the size of a 10-year-old child.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I hope that whoever found it, somehow they see a post and are able to get it to them and stuff.
Yeah. Here's hoping.
That'd be cool.
Return it. Even if you took it to the police station, of course, you show up at the police station with a wedding dress and a box, and they'll be like, what do you want us to do with this?
It was a good thought, though, Melissa.
Yeah, true.
Looking at a palate cleanser, we've got a good midday magazine lined up for you today. In part one, Lance Plimmel, Wood County Board Chairman, going to join us. We'll, of course, be joined by our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media as well. Looking forward to that. And in part two, we're going to catch up with Carla and Amara from the ODC. Always love and enjoy our opportunities to talk with the ODC. Going to have a great conversation with them today. And we keep in mind, everybody, we're going to be following Wisconsin women's basketball as they go on in the tournament. Tomorrow we're going to have Wisconsin women's basketball.
Ooh, cool.
We're going to follow the women's team along the tournament. They are hosting Illinois State, 6:40. Our pregame will kick off.
All right.
There is a Bucks game tomorrow, but we're choosing to play the Wisconsin women's basketball team.
Yes.
They're going on in this tournament. This is more time sensitive, I would think, a tournament play as opposed to regular season play for the Bucks.
I agree.
And if you've been paying attention, women's sports is blowing up.
Right.
Like, it is huge. It actually makes more sense for us to cover women's basketball than the men's professional game. Mm-hmm. And can we all just take a moment and appreciate that, where we are in sports? Like, how cool that is? Seth, when we were kids, never would we have thought that would happen.
Nope.
It's so cool to see. It's awesome.
I'm enjoying it thoroughly. It's great.
We're enjoying
following. I've been confused since a child why there weren't both.
That's a great point, Melissa. I mean, why? Why?
God, we missed you. That was good. That was a good line, Melissa. That was good. Tomorrow on the show, Seth and I will be tag teaming it, and we'll be joined by our friends from the Southland County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week. Looking forward to that. We'll wrap up the week of shows with Terry John sitting in. We'll have our Culver Star of the Day, and we hope to be joined by Mike Clemens with a report from him.
All right.
So that'll be fun. Good stuff. Good stuff coming up. I do want to remind everybody again that due to the Easter holiday, there will be no Winter's Farmers Market at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church this Saturday. The market will be back up and running on Saturday, April 6th from 9 to 1 again over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Wednesday.
Wednesday?
We know what that means.
What does that mean again?
B-I-N-G-O.
There we go.
B-I-N-G-O.
The game of the dog.
The game named after a dog. I like that. Join our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. Every Wednesday, they're open their doors at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Not only a great time, great atmosphere, but you can know that when you're spending money at the Elks Lodge, you're spending money on Rapids here. You're putting money right back
stays
in.
Stays right here, yeah.
Our good friends at the Elks Lodge do such great work over there, and a big thank you to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Looking at Easter egg hunts in our area, from the Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club, they're hosting their 94th annual Kiwanis Easter egg hunt.
Man, when I read that on Saturday, I was like, they've done this 94 years? Wow, that's awesome.
Shout out to them.
Yeah.
It's going on this Saturday at Lincoln High School at 1801 16th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. It will set up in the staff's parking lot, north side, parallel to the expressway. Activities will start at 9 a.m., and the egg hunt will start promptly at 10 a.m. at the sound of the air horn.
And go.
If there is inclement weather, it'll be moved indoors. Keep in mind they'll have crafts, pictures with the Easter Bunny, and games available for kids.
Sounds like fun.
Nice.
There will be an Easter egg hunt in Rudolph at the Village Park on March 30th at 10 a.m. Be sure to check that out. Shout out to all of our friends in the Rudolph area. Love our friends over there. And the annual Grand Rapids Area Merchants Easter Egg Hunt will be put on by the Grand Rapids Volunteers Fire Department coming up this Saturday as well. It'll be at 10 a.m. at Mid-State Technical College. Arrive early to get parked and meet the Easter Bunny. Equipment will be on display before and after the event for multiple area agencies.
Yes, indeed.
And if you are an agency or an organization that has that is hosting an Easter egg hunt, let us know about it so we can spread the word, everybody.
Still got a couple of days. Yeah. We can talk about it.
Give the heart of this station, Pam, a call at 715-424-1300. We'll get you on these airwaves and we'll celebrate your event.
Yes.
A woman in Staten Island accidentally threw out her wallet, but sanitation workers sifted through a mountain of garbage and got it back for her.
Oh, wow.
We've heard a couple of these stories lately about sanitation workers like going above and beyond, really.
It's really impressive.
It is.
A big thank you to them. And it's one of those more forgotten jobs that we don't appreciate nearly enough.
Mm. We need to appreciate it. I mean, seriously.
You'd know if they weren't doing it.
You would.
A video of a cat taking in a newborn kitten has been making the rounds on TikTok. She just had a litter of her own, and people are amazed at how quickly she accepted it. She grabbed it by the scarf and immediately went to start nursing it.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
If you need something to make you smile today, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
I mean, that's a really good one, everybody. That is a really good one. And I want to remind you again that our friends over at Quality Plus Printing and Wham have their Who's Your Hero promotion going on. If you have a hero in mind, send them an email, message them on Facebook,
right.
Or just message them on Quality Plus Printing, or you can message us. We all know we got local hometown heroes out there. Spread the word and let us know about them.
And Phil even said, you know, if it's someone who's not in town, that's okay. They will send them a shirt.
That's right.
And we're coming up on the top of the 10 o'clock hour, everybody, and that means it's time to be listening for the Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest, your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, as well as grand prizes that we have going on here. Mm-hmm. Be listening for that keyword to text to us. Go ahead and download the Civic Media app and get ready for it. It's going to be good.
Yeah, text it through the app.
Appreciate all of you for joining us, and a big thank you to the best listeners in the radio.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun today. We had a lot of fun.
Thanks for the calls.
Yeah, we appreciate you. You too, have yourselves a great day. Good rest of your week.
You too, man.
All right, you too.
And talk to you soon and later. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you later here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.